Whenever the Pope comes to a country, the sponsoring bishops' conference has to provide media relations and media support. In each of the major cities, you have to provide a filing center, a free filing center for the media to come in, the Vatican media to come in and be able to use the fax machines, the copy machines, to get copies of speeches, to get requests for interviews filed and taken care of. So all those things will be part of my work along with the staff. But I'm pretty much there, too, as a resource for questions regarding protocol, questions regarding the celebration of the church's liturgies. And I'm more or less a background person during the week, trying to get others out in front of the camera and others into print media and radio media like this.
Will you get a chance to interact with Pope Francis at all, or are you really behind the scenes?
Well, he's going to meet with all the bishops of the United States on Wednesday in St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C., so I'll be part of that. It'll be at around noontime. He'll have daytime prayer with us, and then he'll speak to us. Who knows? You know, I may get a chance to shake the Holy Father's hand and perhaps receive a blessing from him, but that's not something I'm shooting for in terms of having to negotiate or do strategy to get that.
You've done communications for the Diocese of Boston. You've studied in Rome before. How unique is this situation for you based on your public relations background?
Well, it's very unique. This is the first time I've done this. I think my job, hopefully, and I hope it's the job of all of us that have volunteered that are going to be part of this whole great production, would be that we're able to kind of clarify and lead others to report the church's message honestly and clearly. I mean, part of what we're dealing with is the fact that oftentimes the Pope is viewed as a politician, and he's viewed in political terms. But the reality is he's not a politician. He's a leader of a faith. He's a leader of a church. And while people could choose to interpret him in those ways, that's not the way he acts. It's not the direction in which he goes. So, you know, you don't want to put words in the Holy Father's mouth. You don't want to spin what he has to say. But you want to help people understand why he's saying and what he's saying in terms of the faith of the Catholic Church that he stands as the leader of.
Well, along those lines, he is not only visiting prominent politicians and political places like Congress and the White House and the United Nations, he's also going to places like a Harlem school and a correctional institution. Is that something that makes it challenging for you in trying to get that word out that you were just talking about? Because he does have that wide range and mix?
Well, whenever he's visited a country, he has made an effort to go to those people who are more on the fringes, the people who are more kind of lost in the shadows. So the fact that when he's in Philadelphia, he's going to take a Sunday morning visit to a prison to meet with prisoners there. That when he's in New York, he's going to go to an inner-city school and meet with children from four different Catholic schools there in Harlem and the Bronx. That when he's in Washington, D.C., he's going to go to a food bank and a shelter and a place where people are fed daily. He tries to fit all those things in any visit that he goes to because he wants to make it very clear that he's just not a man of words, but he's a man of action. He constantly is saying that we need to go out to the margins, we need to go to the medias in our midst, and we need to pay attention to those people who are just barely getting by, if not getting by at all. And that's part of his mission, and he understands today that the world of images is what captures the heart of so many people now. And so when you see him with the poor, when you see him hugging somebody who's truly disfigured by a terrible disease, when you see him getting down with little children, that really speaks to people's hearts in a way that his words often can't.
He is also going to be speaking at Congress and at the United Nations. Do you know what issues he's planning to discuss at this point at those venues?
No, we probably wouldn't know until a few hours beforehand when we get copies of the speech. You know, the Pope is a man of very courageous words. I'm hoping that he'll speak very strongly to matters that are very much at the heart of the Catholic faith to Congress, that he'll speak words that will challenge both sides of the aisle, that there will be words to encouraging words, but challenging words for the most powerful and richest country in the world to use our resources for peace, use our resources for the care of the marginalized and the neediest in our midst, and to support life in all of its phases, as our church so strongly teaches.
There's been a lot of interest in the Pope's visit. What does that tell you about the resurgence of interest in the faith since Pope Francis became Pope?
He's attracted the interest of people who had lost interest or never had interest in the Church before, as well as kind of strengthened the faith of those who are still within the Catholic community. You know, he's changed the conversation in the sense that people are speaking less about what the Church is against and more about what the Church is for, and that's a very good thing.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has created a free app to stream live and behind-the-scenes events of the Pope's visit to the U.S. from September 22nd through September 27th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.